Welcome to today's Encore, this Friday, the third day of March. I'm Phil Hendry. Now, here's one featuring a character that we rarely do. In fact, I can count on the fingers of one hand the number of times that we've done this character, Charlie LaFountain, who is supposedly a listener from Boston, if I remember. And Charlie LaFountain is on as a caller many times. I don't really bring him on as a guest. But on this show from this date, March 3rd of 2022, he gives his opinion on the baseball strike. I guess, was there a baseball strike happening this time last year? I would suspect that this is a show from a previous year, but then there's also an opinion proffered on Ukraine and a bumper sticker that his brother had made promoting the Phil Hendry show. Let's check this out. Let's see how Charlie's doing. Charlie LaFountain and me, Phil Hendry, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And now, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents special guest host Charlie LaFountain, big Phil Hendry fan from the Boston area. He's going to guest host tonight's show. Hey. That's what you call hitting the post, you know?
Oh, that's called hitting the post. Thank you.
Yeah. And now, Charlie LaFountain, here he is.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Wade Duxley.
Wade Duxley, don't get it wrong. Don't.
Wade, you told me it was, all right, so it's Wade Duxley.
I said it's Wayne. See, here's what,
what is your name?
I just told you, and I will listen to Phil. Phil gives me a hard time. All the rest of the staff gives me a hard time.
I can't hear you with the music.
That's too bad. But because you're a guest host, I don't take anything from you. You take it from me. My name is Wayne Duxley.
Wayne.
No. Ward.
All right, thank you very much.
You got it.
Well, I had no idea that things would start out. I know that Phil's weird, and I love Phil, and that's why I'm here. My name's Charlie LaFountain, and they said, would you like to guest host one of the podcasts? I said I would absolutely enjoy guest hosting one of the podcasts. And so that's what they've allowed me to do, but I didn't have any idea it was going to start out quite that weird. That was weird, you know.
What?
Just, I didn't know what your name was. Wayne?
I told you, and I'm not going to keep repeating myself. My name is Wade.
Wade?
Nope. What's your major problem, man?
Let me jump in.
Oh, no, Ms. Gray.
No, hold, no. Shut up, Wayne or Wade. Let this man get a foothold on what it is he's doing.
Mr. Hendry said,
I don't care what Mr. Hendry said. You're bothering this guy. Hold on, Charlie.
Yes.
You're bothering the man. He's trying to get the show going, and you're telling him your name is Wade. Wayne, you know that we've been through this with you, and Phil is this close to firing you. You understand that?
All.
I know all you're trying to do is confuse and destroy the opening of this man's show.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to tell him my name is Wayne.
Wayne?
No.
You need a psychiatrist. Do you understand that?
Ma'am?
You need a doctor, a brain, a head doctor. Do you get that? Do you? Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, thank you very much, Margaret, and welcome here. My name is Charlie LaFountain, and I'm very proud to be the guest host here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm a longtime Phil Hendry Show fan.
No, hold on. Sit down.
My name is Ward.
I don't know what to do.
Just sit down, keep your mouth shut, or I'm going to put a boot right through your head. Start, it'll enter at your mouth, it'll come out the back of your head. Did you belch?
No, it came out, I'm sorry.
All right, do I go?
Go.
I am a longtime Phil Hendry fan, and when Phil called me and said, Charlie, would you like to guest host my podcast? I jumped at the chance. I have a brother who lives here in the Los Angeles area. I said, well, I can come out to Los Angeles and stay at my brother's. And Mr. Hendry said, no, we will put you up. Beautiful accommodations over there at the O Hotel in Hollywood. And just fantastic. We're enjoying us. My wife and I are enjoying ourselves. We went, we saw a show at the Comedy Store. And just a wonderful time. And can I help you?
I'm looking at the show.
Hold on. Get out.
I can't even sit down and watch the show?
Go ahead.
And so we've seen a show at the Comedy Store. We've been around Southern California, Hollywood, and it's been so much fun. And we would like to thank Phil Hendry for that. My brother Ken, who lives in West Los Angeles, and he works for California Bank, or Bank of California, is that it?
Yeah. Remember, I'm not...
Oh, okay. Bank of California.
Don't move around so much in the chair because it's squeaking.
Right. Bank of California. And I have an interesting anecdote to tell you about my brother Ken, because this has to do with how much we loved the Phil Henry Show. When we first heard Phil Henry, it was around the early 2000s, and he came on the air in Boston on, I think it was Retro 96. It was FM talk station. And we just thought he was a riot. First show I ever heard him was some guy who said that the chili he made was so hot it burned his back area, and it was like he was passing napalm through his colon. We'd never heard anything so funny in our lives. So my brother Ken wanted to do bumper stickers for the Phil Henry Show. And this is really how goofy my brother is, and probably how goofy I am. And I guess you have to be sort of weird to like the Phil Henry Show. We came out with a bumper sticker. He said, "What do you think of this one?" He'll put a lump in your, he puts a bulge in your pants and a smile on your face. Oh, no. It was the other way around. Phil Henry will put a smile on your face and a bulge on your pants, a bulge in your pants between 9 and midnight, Monday through Friday. Now, believe it or not, this got nothing to do with sexual orientation. Neither one of us is gay. But the rhythm of that, the poetry of that, and the humor, somehow it just struck us as very funny. So we put that on a bumper sticker. Phil Henry puts a smile on your face and a bulge in your pants on Retro 97, Boston's Hot Talk. And so... we did, I don't know, maybe 100 of these bumper stickers, sold them for a buck each. They sold right out. And we did another 100 bumper stickers, and they sold right out. And so this was like back in 2001, and I don't think anybody has done it since. And again, it had nothing to do with, sex or sexual orientation. It just sounded funny. And so I credit my brother Ken for that. We've got a couple of these bumper stickers. I can't sell them. I'm not allowed to sell them anymore because the Phil Henry Show has the rights, to the Phil Henry Show. But the point is, you had this crazy fan base for Phil Henry all over the country. But I'll never forget that one. The Phil Henry Show puts a smile on your face. A bulge in your slacks. That was it, in your slacks, because Phil talked a lot. A smile on your face and a lump in your slacks, something like that, between 9 and midnight on Retro 97, Boston's Hot Talk. Puts a grin on your kisser, right. I can't, forgive me for changing it. Puts a grin on your face and a bulge in your shorts. 9 to midnight on Retro 97, the Hot Talk of Boston. That was it. My God, we sold these bumper stickers like you wouldn't believe. And what I thought I would do is call my brother, Ken LaFountain.
Hello.
Hey, Ken, it's Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I'm on the Phil Henry Show here, and I was just telling them about the bumper sticker that you came up with.
Right.
And that was a hot item in Boston around 2001.
Right.
We were big Phil Henry fans.
Still are big Phil Henry fans. I love Phil Henry, and I still have a couple of those bumper stickers too.
Now what was the slogan? Because I've been messing it up here.
It was the Phil Henry Show. Puts a lump in your briefs and laughter in your heart. 9 to midnight on Retro 97.
Oh. A lump in your briefs?
A lump. I think it's a lump in your briefs or a bulge. It puts a bulge in your slacks. A lump in your briefs. A smile on your face.
Oh, wait. You didn't put all of that in a bumper sticker.
The bumper sticker. You're right. Now, the bumper sticker, we had to edit it down. But the copy that I had sent to the Boston Herald said the Phil Henry Show, he'll put a lump in your briefs, a laughter in your heart, a bulge in your jeans, and a smile in your heart.
Wait a minute. That was what?
That was the copy, but...
No, what was the bumper sticker?
The bumper sticker. The Phil Henry Show puts a smile in your heart and a huge lump in your shorts. 9 to midnight.
See, I guess, is that what it says? You said you've got one of the bumper stickers, right?
We have. I don't have one in front of me, but we've got some in my father's warehouse. Our dad, Bruce, has a warehouse and sports memorabilia.
Right. So you don't know exactly.
No, I don't know exactly, but you're close. It was the Phil Henry Show.
I thought it was Phil Henry Show, a smile on your face and a bulge in your pants.
But yeah, it was more of the Phil Henry Show. A smile on your face, a bulge in your pants, and a bulge, because when we capitalized the B-U-L.
That's right. Now you're right. Now I get it.
Yeah, so it was the Phil Henry Show. A smile on your face and a bulge in your Sunday best.
No, it wasn't in your Sunday best.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Now I'm remembering.
The Phil Henry Show, a smile on your face and a bulge in your Sunday best.
Yes, because we wanted it to be, recalcitrant and sort of counterculture, that sort of thing.
All right, Ken, thank you very much. I guess we'll be spending the rest. I'm going to come and see you this weekend, you and Catherine and the kids.
Well, we're expecting you.
Okay, and we can have an argument about it then, okay?
Okay, buddy. All the best. Love you.
I love you, brother. Thank you. There's my brother, Ken. The Phil Henry Show, a smile on your face and a bulge in your Sunday best. Now, here's what we were not telling you. And that's got nothing to do with anything. I'm not homophobic. We are open-minded and accept everybody and love everybody. But it's had nothing to do with sexual attraction. It just sounded funny, and it had a rhythm and a pacing to it that we liked. So when we finally come out with this bumper sticker, my brother's Ken. Ken came out a bumper sticker. The Phil Henry Show, a smile on your face and a lump in your Sunday best. So I don't think that's what it was, because I could argue with him about it. I don't want to get into an argument with my brother, but the Phil Henry Show, a smile on your face and a bulge in your slacks, I think is what it was. But you know what? That's what makes the world go round, differences of opinion. My name is Charlie LaFountain. I'm not a professional broadcaster. I'm not a professional podcaster, but I am a big, big Phil Henry fan. Everybody in my family, my father, my mother, my brother, my nieces and nephews, everybody. We used to Phil when he was on in Boston. And a great pleasure and an honor for me see, I'm going too fast here. It's a great pleasure and honor here for me to be, it's an honor. Okay. It's hear me, honor, pleasure, you be. Let me get a drink of coffee here. It's a great pleasure and an honor for me to be here and to be hosting this edition of the Phil Henry Show webcast. Now, Phil said to me, you know, come on the show and talk about the things that you care about. Now, I'm a big baseball fan. The fact the players are locked out, that's one thing. The owners have locked them out because the players were probably going to go out on strike anyway, because the owners are not giving the players. And here's what I think. I'm not on anybody's side here. I think that Phil Henry's the bulge in my pants. Jesus, I can't get that. I think the baseball strike. Here's what I think about the baseball strike and the baseball lockout. I don't care whether they go out on strike or they go and stay home or they play. It doesn't matter to me how much money they want or they don't want, whether they get paid or whether they don't get paid. It doesn't matter to me if they, you know, never come back, if the owners keep them locked out forever. I just want to see baseball, okay? I just want to see baseball played. So it doesn't matter to me if they are playing, if they're not playing. I know that, now that I think about what I'm saying, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Let me say this. I believe that the players, all of the players, all of the baseball players, all of the owners, I think they should all just drop dead, because there's none of them that I wouldn't go across the street to pee on them if there was nowhere else for me to go. If that was, they said, that's the latrine over there, and it's those, the players and the, yes, go and pee on them. I wouldn't even go and do that. That's how much I care about them. All I want is for baseball to be played, okay? So somehow get these players out there to play baseball and forget about the rest of these guys don't deserve one extra cent. The owners don't deserve any of our money. The owners, as far as I'm concerned, should starve to death. The last time I see one of these owners, I hope that the guy is laying there saying, can you give me some water and food? And I'll say no. And if I see a player and the player saying, I'm hungry, I need food, please, I would say, no, you don't get anything from me, okay? What I want more than anything is for you people to get out and play baseball. Now, get out there and play baseball. And they'd say, well, if we go play baseball, will you give us food to eat? No, I'm not going to give you food to eat. I'm getting sick and tired of having a gun put to my head and people telling me I got to do this, that, or something else. So I'm not going to be doing any, I'm not playing that. I don't, Charlie LaFountain doesn't play that. Okay? Go out on strike. Stay out on strike. Never come back. Never, owners, I hope you never make another dime. I hope the players refuse to come back. And you owners out there, you want to lock the players out? Lock them out. I hope all of you starve to death. The most important thing that I want is for the players to go out and play baseball and for you to open up the arenas so we can have baseball again. The rest of that stuff, I hope you all starve to death. I'm Charlie LaFountain, okay? That's my editorial opinion. We'll come right back here in a minute.
It's the Charlie LaFountain Show on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by the Phil Henry Show website. For a month or for a year, you can get a subscription to the greatest radio show website in the history of the world. 50,000-plus hours of radio, netcasts, videocasts, pre-shows, much, much more for your entertainment. I'm Ward Nuxley. Get a subscription now at philhenryshow.com for a month or for a year. Less than $10 a month for a month or less than $7 a month averaged out over the year. That's what they told me to say, and I'm saying it.
The Phil Henry Show website. Get a subscription today, because tomorrow is promised to no man.
At philhenryshow.com.
And now, back to Charlie LaFountain on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And this is Charlie LaFountain, and I'm thrilled to be here filling in on the Phil Henry Show. As earlier on, we told you that my brother Ken and I came up with a bumper sticker, puts a bulge in your pants and a smile on your face. But I think we've, as I remember it, I know he's got the bumper sticker himself. It'll put a bulge in your slacks and a smile on your face, something like that, close to that. And then we are talking about baseball and the looming strike in baseball. And where we stand and where I stand, my family stands, is we hope the players and the owners equally starve to death. We hope that they are on the side of a highway as I'm driving by and I look down and there's an owner and a player and they reach up and they say, can we have a sandwich? Do you have anything like a sandwich or do you have anything that like cold cuts? And I'll say, no, I don't. But what I do have is a fervent desire that the two of you get back to playing baseball, huh? And then hopefully they'll play baseball and forget all about the fact they need cold cuts or they need a salad or whatever their major malfunction is. It's the terrible. We live in a time and a day and an age where the average person out there, the average wage earner out there, is getting screwed over. He's not making enough money. And the multi-billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and these others are making ungodly amounts of money, and they're not even giving the money to their employees. So here, what I think the employees should say is the following thing, just to stick it right up their noses. And if you're a working man or woman, I would say this is a plan of attack. Tell them you don't care whether they ever give you another raise again as long as you live. You know, in other words, what I'm saying is call their bluff, okay? You don't want to give us more money. Well, we don't want any more money. We won't take your money. Your money, we would rather crawl along the back alleys of America looking for filthy, dirty refuse to eat and cigarette butts to smoke. And whatever in the small, at the bottom of a soup can, we'd rather eat that than take your raise because your money is as odious to us as the worst case of COVID that anyone has ever had. And then we go back to work. I say we, the working men and women, will go back to work and they'll say, well, can we give you a little bit? No, we don't want any raise from you. Keep your foul, fetid money. Keep your dirty money. We're going to go back to work, show you what it is to work hard. And there isn't, from this day forward, there's not a raise we will accept from you. We don't want any more of your money. And that will tell them who you are, you see. You're no one's fool, and you're no one's whore, and you can't be bought. The way these people have paid the working people of America, it's a disgrace. And if they suddenly came around tomorrow and they said, you know, we've been paying you such rotten money, we'd like to pay you more money, we should say to them, take that raise and stick it way up there, and you know which one I'm, you know where up is. You know the area that I'm talking about. You can even turn around and say, right here, don't use any vulgar words because they're women and the children. But turn around and point to it and go, put it right up, you're one of these. See, this is mine, yours, put the money up there. And I will guarantee you, they'll say, what, you know, I don't, they'll be stunned, they'll be shocked. But it's about time that we let these owners and these capitalists and these so-called captains of industry, it's about time we tell them, you want to give us a raise? Too late. We will accept no raise. In fact, we're now going to work for nothing. We don't want your money. Now, some people think that that's a self-destructive. I don't. I'm not one of those people. I think when you tell a multi-billionaire like this Bezos, you tell him, you know, you got all that money? I wouldn't touch your money. Your money to me is like bubonic plague. Your money to me is like the worst case of leprosy that anyone could ever have. I would rather have leprosy than put my hands on your money. So keep your lousy money, Mr. Bezos. I'm going to work for you, but I'm going to work out of pride. I'm going to work out of pride. I don't want any money from you. The reason why I don't want any money from you is because you, Jeff Bezos, and you, Elon Musk, and all of these other multi-billion, your money is like leprosy. Your money is like getting rage virus. It would be like Ebola. I'd rather get Ebola than touch Jeff Bezos' money. So keep it. I'm working for free. And you may think that's dumb, but it would be dumber for me to take your Ebola-soaked money, for me to take your COVID-19 Delta variant-soaked money. It would be far smarter for me to work for free than to take your bubonic plague imbued money. In other words, if I take your money, I'll get bubonic plague. I would rather work and die from exhaustion than die from the anthrax coated all over the money you're going to pay me. Because that's what I think of your money. I'm Charlie LaFountain, and I'm not saying I'm a genius. I just have answers. That's what I'm about, coming up with answers. And the way that we're being paid as workers in this, so when I say to baseball players of America, go out on strike, it doesn't matter to me what you do. I hope you never make another dime. I hope the owners of baseball never make another dime. I hope that you find yourselves in a soup kitchen, in a soup line, as long as you get out there and play baseball. That's all we care about. What you do in your off hours is your business. You want to stand in a soup line? You want to stand looking for clothing for your children? A warm place to sleep? The owner's right next to you? Gee, last year we had all this money. Now here we are in a soup line. Now here we are looking for a cot to sleep on. I don't care. As long as after you get your cot and your warm bowl of soup, get out onto that ball field and play some baseball for us because we want to see some baseball. Now that's how I feel about that. We'll be right back.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with special guest host Charlie LaFountain. They'll be right back.
General Galen Shaw for the Phil Henry Show website Backstage Pass subscription. And I'll tell you something, with 1 year or 1 month of a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you get more bang for your buck, more entertainment for your dollar than anywhere else on God's good green earth. That's a promise from me to you. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is packed with humor, information, all kinds of video casts, crazy miscellany, Phil casts, the Bobby Dooley podcast featuring some of the great names in entertainment. Yes, it's all there. It's yours for the price of either 1 month of a subscription or a full year. Why be cheap? Why be a cheap creep? Change your ways, make people around you smile, give people a reason to live, and get a subscription to The Phil Henry Show now.
The Phil Henry Show. You never had so good.
I go back to the other one.
Best value online, other than porn?
Yes, that one.
And now back to Charlie LaFountain filling in for Phil Henry.
Thank you very much, and I want to again thank Phil for giving me the opportunity to have this little bit of a soapbox. I hope I'm not driving people too crazy with my opinions, but I do have some unusual ways of viewing things, some unusual ways to solve problems. That's what I'm all about, solving problems. We just heard a couple of my ideas. Another idea I have now, as you know, this Russia-Ukraine thing. Now, here's what I would do with this whole Russia thing, and I don't think anyone's ever done this. You walk up to them and you say, you know the country you're in right now? They say, yeah, it's Ukraine. Really? This is not where you guys are from, Russia. This is Ukraine. Get out. And you just point. And if you get millions of people pointing to the east, toward Russia, and you say, you, get out. You don't belong here. That's where you're from. Go, go, go. And people will say, and I talked to a friend of mine, he said, are you kidding, Charlie? The Russians will point a gun at you and blow your head off. There's a chance that they would, but if they don't, you got them. Because if they hesitate, when you say, get out, you get out, go back there, and they hesitate, you got them. You'll say, you hesitated. That means you were thinking about it. And they'll, probably pussyfoot and say, no, I was just taken aback by, you weren't taken aback by anything. You were thinking about when I said, you, get out. You point to the east, you point to Russia, and you say, you, and then you point to the tank, get in that and go there. Now, I think that kind of plain talk is worth something in this day and age where everybody's fancy. Everyone wants to blow everything up. Everybody wants to shoot everybody. But if you say, hey, what are you? Oh, I'm a Russian. Oh, well, this isn't Russia. This is Ukraine. So I tell you what you do. See that, whatever that is? That's a tank. Get in it, turn it around, and leave. No, I don't think I will. Oh, no, you don't think you will. Is that what you said? Yes, I did. Okay, now you're in trouble. Now get out. You see? And as you tell them to get out, every day tell them to get out. Go to where they are, to where they are, point and say, get out. The next morning, you go there, get out. The next morning, you go there, get out. If you do that often enough, every single day, for year in and year out, even if you get too old and you're about to die, the next one that comes after you, your son or your grandson, tell them to get, I'm about to die, stand here and say, get out. And you do it every single day. Get out, come back, get out, wake up, get yourself a cup of coffee, go over to the tank. Hi, it's me again. Oh, not you. Yeah, get out. Keep doing that. And it wears them down, and it wears them down, and it wears them down until finally they're old men. They can't even get into the tank to turn it around to get out. They got to get their grandson to come over and get. By then, nobody knows how to repair the tank. The thing's run out of gas. It's rusted over. You've been telling them to get out so long, they're so old that they can't get out. So it's just stuck there, and they won't be able to move in any new tanks. Just by doing that, just say get out. And if you do that, you say get out. Then they'll sooner or later, they won't be able to get out. That's the whole point. But it won't matter anymore because by them sitting there, what is this?
We're the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm not done yet.
Well, yes, you are done. The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. Thank you very much, Charlie LaFountain.
I'm not even done. Yeah, I think you're done, Charlie.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Get out.
No, I won't get out. I'll stay here.
What did I mess up?
You didn't mess up, but you just overstayed your welcome, that's all. forget the Phil Henry Show chat Friday night at 7 Pacific at the BS Peace and More page on Facebook.
Get out. It doesn't work with me.